guys, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. It's Adam and Danielle, and we have a new episode for you about stress. I'm just stressed out thinking about it.
You're really like developing a radio voice.
What do you mean? Like bad?
WNBC.
WNBC. No,
that's how Howard does it, but you're more WNBC. Like, you're like a little, you know, like, you're like the sweaty balls thing on Saturday Night Live. No, I feel like that's your, like, when they talk about it like this.
No, no, like, sweaty balls. I'm Adam Carolla from Loveline.
I never listened.
You remember that in high school? He had Loveline?
I think that's what we were trying to think of the last episode. We couldn't think of Loveline. That's what it was. Adam Carolla on Loveline. Yes.
Yeah.
And Dr. Drew or something.
I don't remember the other person.
Something like that. But yeah, well, speaking of stress, mm-hmm. I was very stressed out last week. Very, very, very stressed out, as were you. It was Halloween and you were working all the time and everything. But now, besides from hearing our child downstairs screaming his head off at Fortnite.
Well, when you play Fortnite, you have to curse your friends out.
Oh my God, what is that? I went away this past weekend on a girls' weekend for my best friend's 40th birthday up in... I think it was upstate New York. I don't really know where we were. I didn't really give a shit. I wasn't here. And I have to say, I am feeling a lot less stressed. And this week in itself, Mia, our oldest, is away this week with your mom on a special trip.
Wait, why are you feeling less stressed?
Like, just
because you were away?
Yeah, because I was away with a bunch of girls who, you know, it was like no drama, super fun. We all just chilled and drank and ate our brains out. And it was just, there was nothing to do there. Like, you know, we just sat out and looked around at the beautiful, like, you know, landscape, and it was really nice.
That's amazing that you could experience that. Because I was just coming off of 3 weeks of hell.
No, but you had it pretty easy over the weekend.
Oh, I totally had it easy over the weekend. Yes. I did.
And now, like I said, Mia, our oldest, our 13-year-old, who brings a lot of stress to my life. She's a 13-year-old girl. I love her more than words can say. But having her away this week has definitely been nice. I don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn every day to wake her. Mm-hmm. The boys have to get up much later for school. And, I mean, I took the dogs to the beach this morning. I don't know. I've kind of just had a really nice week.
That's awesome.
So I don't think I really even need to do this episode.
Okay. So guys, I've got plenty to talk about. So it's just me today.
No, it's actually, it's actually just this week. I was feeling really stressed before this week. So I will have a lot to talk about. And I live with you, so. Oh, you want to compare? You want to turn into another fighting episode?
No. Let's be good.
Okay. So go ahead.
Sure. You want to
start us off?
Okay.
It's been a while. Feels good to be back.
We've been like gone for too long, so we apologize. Talking about stress, I'm coming off of like a big, like, stressful time in business with, you know, Halloween was, you know, just passed, and
we said that
setting up for the next season. Like, I'm in retail, we're setting up for the next, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays and New Year's and all that.
Yeah, so we have not had a minute.
It's a very stressful time for us. I've barely seen you. Like, I've barely seen the kids. I've barely been here. Like, it's just been, it's been hard. It's been really tough, and it's just getting everything done at work. But okay, anyway. So ironically enough, the first question you asked me was, on average, like, how stressed am I now versus, you know, usual, like in life? And like there, you said 1 to 10, but I thought I could go like 15, 18.
No, come on. No,
I'd say a 9. Like, I'm really stressed out. I really am. I've been more...
But it's like regular stress. It's not... You know, I feel like 9 and 10, I don't know, I guess it's all relative, but in my mind, I'm like, 9 and 10 should be reserved for, like, when someone's dying, or when you find out really awful news, or you lose your job, or you're getting divorced, or you're moving, which they say actually can be more stressful than getting divorced. We've done it a shitload of times.
So you're a professional. You don't stress it.
Yeah.
No, but you asked me, like, in life, how stressed am I out? How stressed out am I in life? So I took that as, like, you know, on a daily basis, like, how stressed am I compared to usual? Not if somebody died or if something, like, nothing.
Right. I mean, it's all relative, because obviously our stress, you know, if you want to put it up next to, you know, people's, you could let layer it and level it, and you know, we'd be at the bottom probably.
Yeah, yeah, our 10 is,
although we've gone through some pretty stressful stuff,
but our 10 is somebody's 100. Like, there's always somebody out there who's 10 times.
Okay, you know. So on a regular sale,
so I think I give it a 9, and I think it's because I want to get into it a little bit, but not yet. More than just like daily life, like other things that I'm stressed about that I'm not usually, like work and money and like all those kinds of things. But I'll get into that.
Is that why you're growing a beard? Does that have to do with the stress?
I gotta tell you.
Sometimes, like, I feel like you go through periods where you grow a beard.
Every fall, I grow a beard.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, well, and isn't it like No Shave November?
It's Movember.
What's Movember?
Like for men's, like it's
I thought it has to do with football and stuff, and you don't watch sports.
No. It's about supporting like men's prostate cancer.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, yeah. So people like Mo is, you know, mustache.
Why is that not a thing? I would love to go a few months without shaving. Actually, I probably have.
I'm sure you have.
But I mean, that should be a women's thing too. I want to like, well, yeah, I don't want to have to shave.
November is Movember. Grow a mustache.
I think
grow a beard.
Women need to make this a thing.
But talk about stress. I haven't grown a beard since 1 year ago, and today, this year, it's like half gray, and last year it was black.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to hear it, because you guys look, like, guys look great. It looks great. Like, gray looks, you look more distinguished and everything.
Yes, but...
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Please. No. You can't even go there, because, like we talked about the body image episode, you guys look great gray, and it's fucking annoying. So.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to keep the beard for a little bit, see how it goes. I'm thinking about just letting it, like bush out. Like, let it go.
Yeah. We have a few friends who have done
that. Yeah, I'm going to do that, like, for fun. Just, like, for a month or something.
Hey.
Well, it'll be less prickly for you if it's like soft,
I mean,
and
go
cuddly.
Let's both stop shaving.
No.
Oh. All right. A lot of women are doing that now, and I kind of get it. And actually, our daughter didn't want to shave, and I was like, look, just shave for a little while. If eventually you decide you don't want to shave, I'm all for it. Do whatever you need to do. But for now, let's just go the shaving route.
Okay. Well, I'm still manscaping. I'm just not shaving my face.
Oh, that's, everyone wanted to know that. So, all right.
Yeah.
So,
what about you? I said I'm a 9, and there's multiple reasons for it. And we already touched upon one of them being work, and I've just been nonstop work and the whole thing. All right. What about you?
Well, I'm the one who asked the question, a scale of 1 to 10. I think it's a dumb question, though. I did ask it. Because how do you gauge, you know, what's a 1, what's a 10, who are we comparing to, our lives?
We just did that.
I'm just saying, it's a tough thing to say, 1 to 10.
All right, in Danielle's life, on a daily basis, without somebody dying or without a catastrophic thing happening, like, 1 to 10.
Yeah, and if I'm not having an OCD episode, if everything is okay with my kids and stuff, I'd say a 6. I don't think I'm a high stress... I don't think I have a high stress situation, I'll be honest. I think maybe frustrations and annoyances. I think I more do it to myself. Like, I'll start off small and think to myself, like, oh my God, I need to make that doctor's appointment. I haven't made that doctor's appointment. And then it'll steamroll into, oh, there's all this shit I haven't done. I'm so irresponsible. I'm such an irresponsible person. And then I'll get more stressed out about, like, oh my God, I haven't talked to that person in like 4 years. I should have texted her back. I should have emailed her back. And then that rolls into, you're a bad fucking human being. And I, like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I will start small with like little things I need to do. And then in my mind, I just.
Yeah, you should totally not compare your stress to other people's stress.
No, but I think people will relate to that, especially in the middle of the night. You know, I'll stay up and then I'm stressed the next day because I was up all night, but I'll stay up thinking about all the shit I haven't done and, you know, all the shit I have to do. And yes, I realize we need to keep it in perspective.
I know. I was just kidding. But listen, it's,
but,
you know,
but
daily
I do
life
that
routine.
To myself. By the time I'm done with myself and all the shit I have to do, I'm legitimately like, you're the worst fucking human being on the planet. So it starts out as like, oh, you should really make that doctor's appointment, or the kids need their flu shots, or like whatever it is. And then by the time I'm done with myself, I have, you know, basically like, you know. So, yeah. But yes, stress, you know, thinking about my kids and their progress and their future stresses me out so much. I mean, I'm responsible for these three human beings. And that's huge, that, you know, to be responsible for their well-being and their safety. And
I don't know why, like, we're allowed to even do that. Mm-hmm. We should not be allowed to take care of people.
It's like in Parenthood when Keanu Reeves says, you need a license to, what, to catch a fish. Hell, you need a license to drive a car. But any butt-weeming asshole can be a father.
Wow, that's impressive.
I don't even know if that's correct.
But it's close enough. Close enough. Yeah.
But it's true. Like, you need a license to do all this shit, but, like, we can be parents.
Right.
Yeah. Cheers. So, you know, I think a lot of the stress that I have, you know, is probably, like, brought on myself, but also I am stressed about the bigger picture. We'll do an episode about this, but we have very differing ideas about college and schooling and all this stuff. And I know that that's going to be a huge stress for us. My parents are getting older. I see, you know, my dad is definitely, like, not doing as well as he was. That's a big stress for me. And they live 5 minutes from us. You know, I could list it all. I'm sure people would relate, but stressful times. So when we're not going through a very stressful time, I would say I'm at a 6 until you do something fucking stupid, and then I'm at a 9.
no more stupid.
No. Until the next stupid. But we'll get into that.
All right.
So, if you say so. So how do you handle stress? What do you think you do to handle stress?
All right. Real quick, I'm not even gonna, like, get into it yet. I drink a lot when I'm stressed out, or even if I'm not.
No.
I do. No. Shocker. All right, I'm going to leave it at that for now. But aside from that, how do I handle stress? Not very well. I get, like, very quiet. I get very distant. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Is that what that is? Is that you being stressed out?
When
you're
stressed,
like, distant, and I'm like, did I do something?
Yes.
What are you mad at me
you
about?
You always think that I'm mad at you.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, look, sometimes, yeah, you're the cause of my stress. I mean, the way you're looking at me?
I don't even know what I could do to be the cause of your stress.
So you think there's nothing you could ever do to stress me out?
Not to a degree where you would need to be distant and...
Well, but that's another thing. Maybe that's just the way I handle, like... When I'm mad at you,
but you,
like,
don't. I mean, you say when you handle, you don't handle stress.
Okay,
like,
not handle.
There's so many things
the way
you
I
could do.
Deal with being stressed out about you is I get, like, just mad and just don't talk. But all right, this isn't about me and you stressing me out. This is about when I'm stressed.
Sure, if I'm a source of your stress, then yes, it's
of course
it's about
you're a source
that.
Of my stress.
Oh, okay.
But I. When I get stressed out, but like you said, you build it up in your head and it makes you even more stressed. I do the same thing, and I freak out sometimes when I'm stressed out, and that's why I'm on Zoloft, because I can't handle my stress. I can't handle my anxiety, and I can't sleep. And you know that. I mean, I've been through, I went through a 2-year period of not being able to sleep because I was so stressed out, and I would come get you and I would need you to, like, just be with me. And I'm really bad at handling stress and dealing with stress. And I just don't know how to do it.
But you say you're really bad at it, but there's stuff you could do, which we'll get into, that you just don't do. Like, there's ways you can, I mean, you haven't been in therapy.
I should.
Of course you should.
Yeah.
You say that, but you've never done it.
No, I did it briefly when I went on Zoloft.
Little.
No. When I went on Zoloft, I went to talk to somebody.
Just a psychiatrist to get you on Zoloft.
Correct.
That's much different than a psychologist.
Right, correct.
And I think that, I think that that would be huge for you if you went to therapy.
Okay.
I think that that would be like, I think you have all this stuff inside of you that you don't deal with. And I think that's a lot of guys. And a lot of my friends say the same thing about their husbands. It's like, he has all this stuff if he would just go to therapy. And some guys do go to therapy. And I think that's amazing. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, number one, you feel like you don't have the time.
I don't have the time.
You say you don't have money. You don't want the money. You don't want to spend the money.
I don't have the money.
Right. And bullshit.
I hate it. I hate it. It stresses me out thinking
about... What does that
mean?
If it was a good therapist who you really liked, you wouldn't hate it. You would walk out feeling relieved. And the thing is that I think you don't open up. So you're stressed because you would go there and like, what would you say? Well, if you would talk, you would figure shit out.
I know. I struggle with that. I really do.
Yeah, but you wouldn't if you found the right person. You have to find the right person.
I guess. Yeah, look, I've said more on this podcast than I had to anybody ever that I've ever known.
Right. So why, if you can talk on this podcast, why don't you be able to sit down in a therapist's office and be like, here's my shit.
I
guess I'm
uncomfortable one-on-one maybe. I don't know. Like,
we're one-on-one.
No, there's thousands of people right here.
Oh, no, there's not. Not until you put it out there.
All right.
But
I'm pretending.
I don't know. I feel like you say the way you handle stress. Well, you don't handle stress.
Right. I deal nothing. With it.
Like literally, I was gone all weekend, mm-hmm. and you had a pretty easy weekend. You could have just taken the weekend to relax and de-stress and whatever. I know you were drinking all weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I came home and you were exhausted, but you were probably exhausted. Your body was exhausted because you didn't rest during the weekends.
Right.
That's
part of what I want to talk about soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't even have to get there yet.
Okay. And listen, I don't think I handle stress so much better either, but I think I do it better than you do.
I think you do it equally as bad in a different way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, I disagree with you. I think, I think avoidance is a big thing for me, that I avoid problems, things that stress me out, like adulting situations, like, you know, anything being that an comes adult. In the mi- no, for real, no shit. I swear to God, I admit it. I avoid stuff that I don't want to deal with. And sometimes when things get stressful or I get something in the mail, I'm like, ugh, I just put it to the side, and I'm like, I'll deal with that later. And of course, I never fucking do.
Is that why you don't get the mail? Is that why, like, you never? You're
walking to the driveway, down the driveway to the mailbox.
I think you're like 50-50, like, I don't want to get the mail, like, because I'm lazy, and 50.
Well, first of all, most of the time it's just crap.
It's always
crap. Or it's fucking Easy Pass violations where I'm like, I swear to God, I held my Easy Pass up. It said paid. I went through, and now you're giving me a fucking violation. Which is it? Did I violate or did I pay it? Make up your fucking mind, people. Yeah. I can't deal with the Easy Pass. It's like me against Easy Pass. It's terrible.
Okay.
Wapner's Court, I'm telling you.
Wapner. That's wow.
Well, Wapner. That's where we belong. I sleep. I get under the covers and
During the day, not at night.
Yeah. I'm saying like but sometimes with my sleep, see, sleep is a whole other thing with stress, is that I think a lot of people don't take sleep seriously enough.
I think you and I could do a sleep episode.
Oh, 100%.
I think we should.
And I saw Arianna Huffington, who did, you know, Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. So started by Arianna Huffington, who actually stopped working for the Huffington Post. I don't know if she sold it or handed it over to somebody, but she's huge into sleep. If you read her book, it's all about how sleep is like the most important thing in life and we completely don't value it enough. And I totally agree with that. And I think the idea of napping is totally undervalued in this society. Like, I think there, in some countries, like, there are, like, napping rooms.
You
want
to, like, move to Spain, where they have, like,
siestas.
Where, like, you wake up,
no,
you
I
go
can
to
do
work,
it. I do
you
it
come
here.
Home for 2 hours.
I do it here, guilt-free, and there are people who are like, oh, I could never nap. I would never nap. And I'm like, you know what? Don't knock the nap. Seriously.
That's a, like, hashtag.
I think I'm going to write a book. Don't knock the nap, because a lot of, especially moms, and you're saying it for you too, because you're up a lot in the middle of the night with stress and whatever. Maybe once you get to be an adult and at certain periods of your life, maybe the 10 o'clock to 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. is no longer the frame of reference for sleep anymore. Maybe you need to sleep when you can fucking sleep. So if you could take a power nap at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and sleep for 30 minutes, fucking do it.
Yeah, but that's easy to say.
When our kids were babies, you used to get annoyed at me for napping. Mm-hmm. You right? Remember that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because then I did. I couldn't nap. I never napped. I couldn't.
Well, you were working, but you never got up with them in the middle of the night either. So why, if I could, if someone could take a power nap in the middle of the day, why is that frowned upon? Like, aren't we all going to be less stressed, better human beings if we can sleep when we can find the time to sleep?
Yeah, but
why is that so terrible?
I don't think that's how this country works. Like, that's not how we are here.
Let's change that. Okay, why are we saying? But we can start with that you're not ashamed of it. If in the middle of the day, on your lunch break or whatever, wherever you are, that you say, I'm taking a power nap, fuck everybody else, this is what is best for me, and I don't want to go home later and act like a monster because I'm lacking sleep, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
You say that.
Now I say it.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what? You don't realize that our schedules are not the same. So our sleep schedules and everything, you know what I mean? It's not, but you and I are really good. One way I think we handle stress really well that I think other couples should look into.
Okay.
Is that on the weekends, we do not overschedule ourselves at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I've talked about sometimes I feel guilt about that, but
that's
sometimes
stressful.
We'll take turns going upstairs and resting. Yes. So on a Saturday or a Sunday, one of us will go up for, you know, an hour, hour and a half, and just sometimes you just watch TV,
right.
But you're by yourself in a room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm downstairs with the kids or taking them wherever they need to go, and then we switch.
We do it every weekend.
Yeah.
And
whenever we can.
Well, yeah, right. But I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you need rest. Mm-hmm. I know you need sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know I need rest. I usually can't
sleep.
I'm
a huge sleep proponent.
Right.
And I can't always sleep at night.
I'm not a napper. Sometimes I can. Usually I'll just be happy to lay in bed and watch TV.
Right. Well, that's
important. The same thing.
Sure.
It's just unwinding.
Yes.
Like for an hour, 2 hours maybe.
It's not the same as sleep. Sleep is sleep. Like your body is rejuvenating and, you know, repairing itself and everything
right.
when you sleep. You're not doing that when you're sitting there watching. And honestly, look, if I'm going to be honest, there are times when at night I'm binge watching a Netflix show. And so I'm tired the next day. But you know what? That's the time to binge watch a Netflix show. But I'm being honest, and I think there are people out there who are like, yeah, you know, I don't get enough time to binge watch a Netflix show. So if the next day you can take an hour power nap, like, let's stop the guilt. You know, let's say,
sure.
like, let's be a less stressful society and get more fucking sleep.
All right, let's.
Ariana Huffington is onto something.
Stop that, because we probably will do a sleep thing, right?
Okay.
So let's move on.
Okay.
How do you, did you say how you think I handle stress?
I said
how I do.
But I think I kind of did. I mean, I think you drank.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think drinking is the biggest thing for you. And, you know, we've spoken before that I don't think you're, you know, that you're an alcoholic in the way that needs to be dealt with. I think in the past there you have gone through things where I have certainly debated whether or not you needed help. I don't feel like you're at that place right now at all.
Well, all right, so that's a good starting point for what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So thinking about stress, like all of the, I've been completely stressed out for the last 2 months, right? With work, but more than 2 months. With whatever, right? I've just been stressed and I've been showing it. I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, but that you've been drinking too much for the past 4 years, five years.
I think
since your dad was sick.
I think I'm at a point now where I'm unhappy with it, where it's gotten to a point where it's not like fun for me anymore.
Why now?
Just because, like, I get up and I feel like shit and, like, I don't like it and it's not...
Okay, so then why when I was gone this weekend and you were alone with the kids, did you feel the need to drink?
Because I think that was... Like, that's why I wanted to do this episode now. Because that was almost my turning point, like, this weekend when you were away.
Oh.
And I had somewhat of a little bit of a revelation... This weekend while you were away?
What was that? Because you kept texting me being like, I miss you. Like, you were very, like, you seemed like you were very sentimental.
Yeah.
Or feeling guilt.
I did a lot of thinking this weekend while you were away. And when you came home, I missed you.
I should go
you.
Away more often.
Yeah, I missed you,
really
so much.
You really did miss me. And what was that?
I just did. I just missed you. And I was unhappy with myself the way that I feel like I am. Look, just like 4 years ago, I think, four or five, Yeah, 4 years ago. I have not been working out, right? Like I used to.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Four years ago, I was a certified P90X trainer, right? I went, took classes, and I was certified in P90X. Like I was a huge, I was almost ready. You remember this. I was ready to open a gym and like start a chain of gyms and like do this whole thing. And then unfortunately, my dad got sick. I was in the family business, so that had to be put on hold and I couldn't do it anymore. And then shit rolled downhill for me and I just kind of collapsed and I stopped working out as much as I did. And I, you know, like I was jacked at one point. Like I was in great, I was the best shape of my life four years ago.
I don't care about you being jacked.
I do. Because
you do?
I do.
I don't like that.
No, not just physically, mentally too. Like my mind, I was like incredible. Like I felt the best. 41? Right? So 30, when I was 37, I was in the best shape of my life. Both physically and mentally. And I loved it. And I missed that.
You say that, but you were still drinking a lot.
No, not then.
Yes, you were. And you were smoking a ton of cigarettes.
Yeah, I was.
Yes.
Then. So, but I was like, still in the best shape of my life, no, even with that.
Just because you can do a workout doesn't mean you're in the best shape of your life.
But I wasn't just doing a workout. I was working out 6 days a week, an hour a day. Like eating.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
Amazing. Like I was just eating clean, eating
I'm not looking for you to be like the fucking right, like.
Can I have my own revelation here, please?
I don't like this revelation, though.
Really? Well, I'm surprised. I thought you would have liked it.
I don't like the extremes. I don't like the extremes of Adam. I don't like that you're either all or nothing.
I hate that. I am so type A. But like, I have to. But
I hate that.
But wouldn't
why
you
can't
rather
there be a middle ground?
But that's my revelation.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get to that.
Oh, okay. Then
let
keep
me
going.
Fucking talk.
Well, you are talking.
So I came to the realization that I want that middle ground. I want it like I texted you while you were away too. Like, I found this new workout program. I'm starting it.
Yeah, that's really great that I'm sitting there eating fucking cheese and crackers with my friends and you're like, I'm going to work out.
All right, this is not about you.
Well, it's annoying. I'm like trying to enjoy myself and eat myself into oblivion.
I'm trying to even have just a moment here.
Right, good. Have your moment. Right, his moment starts right now, baby.
But I got to a point this weekend where I know I'm drinking too much and I don't like it anymore because it makes me feel like crap. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want to give it up. I still enjoy it. There's a time and place for it. I don't want to do it as much as I was. I want to get back into the workout thing. I want to start eating better again. That's going to be after this weekend because...
So is this going to turn into the marriage and martial arts?
This is going to be marriage and martinis.
I want no part of it.
/ P90X.
No, I want no part of it.
No, I want to get middle ground everywhere. Like, that's where I want to be again. Because I was there at one point. I was the extremes in both things with the working out and the eating and the drinking. But I want to be in the middle. Like, I'm ready to do it. I've had it. I don't like waking up feeling like shit and having to go to work and not performing as well as I should. And when I was working out, like that's a stress reliever. Like if I wake up and hungover and like I go for a run, I feel amazing. Doesn't that, like, do you feel the same way? Like when you go for a run, like everything just goes away and you feel great. Like,
yeah, when I'm into running right now, I'm not into working out and running at all, which is terrible. And I'm the same way. I'm an all or nothing kind of girl, but not to the extreme that you are. Like, I feel like I can balance it more. But as far as running goes, I'm all or nothing. I'm either like training for a marathon or I'm like barely doing anything. Right now, I'm barely doing anything.
Well, that's how I am. And I don't like it. And that's stressing me out. Like, so that's part of this. Like, I'm stressed because
I know,
I'm not,
but I'm not interested in
fit.
You. I have friends who are like ridiculously into working out and their husbands are ridiculously into working out. And that stresses me out too.
I don't want to be there.
Because I don't want to compete with you. And I don't want to feel like if I sit down and like have a day where I want to just veg, that's going to stress me out. That
no,
you're
but
like,
I can do that too.
Oh, I'm going to go downstairs, do an hour and a half workout. Like, no fucking thank you.
We need video for that. So like you can see it. So everybody can see you like with your
But
hand
I know
gestures.
What that looks like. I know what that looks like of you, like your entire day around working out and whatever. And like, why? I don't want either of those scenarios. I want a middle ground
That's
scenario.
What I'm saying. Okay. I want to do that. I want to be the middle ground now. I want to work out. I want to eat well. and eat shit. And I want to drink, but not over drink. I want to work out, but not over work out. Like, that's where I'm headed. And we're going to Atlantic City this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're
I'm not gonna
try the ring.
I'm not going to start
the
today.
The cock ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to need some drinks for that.
Yeah. If anybody wants to meet us, say hi and buy us a cocktail. We'll be happy to say hi.
You don't need to buy anybody a cocktail in Atlantic City. You've gambled enough to buy everybody cocktails.
That's true.
We're all good.
Yeah. If you want to meet up, let us know. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll be fun. So I'm not going to start today. I'm going to start Monday.
Oh, always.
Always Monday.
I have been starting Monday since I was 27 fucking years old.
Right.
No,
Monday is the day.
Can you support me? I really want to do this.
I will support you. As long as you're not annoying about it, I will support you.
I want to do this. I want to feel like great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel like I did.
I don't want you to feel like you did.
Okay. I want to feel halfway like I did.
Yeah, like let's just do a happy medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I thought you were going to be more happy with that.
I am, except that I know you're extremes and that you're, right. I don't like extreme Adam in either direction. I don't like extreme Adam when he's extreme Adam who's like off the rails drinking and eating. And I don't like extreme Adam when he's like, I am the next fucking commando. Like,
right.
I don't like either of those Adams. I like
well, it's true,
the Adam who is like in the middle.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, because like 4 years ago when I said, yeah, I'm going to start working out. And then I had to get certified in P90X yeah. because I had to go the extreme.
Like the same thing. I don't like when I go out to dinner with people and I have, you know, and when I go out with friends. And my friends have said that to me too when I've been dieting and stuff. And, you know, it happens like once every 8 years. But when I'm like, oh, I can't eat this. And my friends are like, fuck you. I don't want to go out with you. If you're going to, like, I have a meme where I say, please let me know in advance if you are dieting so that I can cancel our plans.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't want to go out with people. Like, that stresses me out. Then
right.
I'm stressed. I'm supposed to have a night out where we're having fun and we're drinking and we're eating. If I find out, and listen, I know some people don't drink and that's fine. But if I find out that you're like on some kind of crazy diet where you're eating 300 calories per meal, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go out to dinner
yeah,
with me.
I don't want to be out with people that are like, oh, okay, so the calorie count on that dish is, I'm sorry, and how much butter?
But that
and
happens a lot.
How much soy is
yes.
in the thing and
yes.
how much, yeah,
yes.
no, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's stressful.
But yeah, so I mean, eating for me is a huge stress reliever also. I mean, I definitely, you know, I have an all or nothing thing. Like when I'm on with my eating, I'm on. But when I'm off, I am like off the rails. And I definitely deal with stress by eating because it's something that I will always enjoy and is so easy to do. So if I'm stressed out in life and I could go into the pantry and get like a bag of Doritos or, you know, a bunch of Oreos or and I know that's going to I see you laughing. Okay.
No, yes. I kind of agree. Like I like Doritos and Oreos.
I know, but you don't have to worry about it. Like that's the difference, and that's what's so hard in our marriage is that we have, and that's a big source of stress for me too. Is that you have all these things that you do? You order, you know, food at a certain time of night, and I think that helps you with stress, but you don't gain weight. So for me, eating is a huge form of relieving stress, and then I wake up the next morning and it is a source of stress because I ate all that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's a terrible cycle, but I
so like eating for you is like
food.
Drinking for me, like you do it because it's easy, it's accessible, it's there, it helps you feel better, and you wake up the next day and you're like fuck
yeah. But you know, so that's definitely a way. So that's not a good way to, and there are times when, you know, I think for me, drinking mostly is purely out of enjoyment. I don't think I do it out of stress, but there are certainly days where I'm super stressed and at 10 a.m. I'll text you and be like, I need a drink.
Yeah.
But I don't think that.
And I rush home and I'm like, all right, here we are.
No, but I think for me, it's more like I do it responsibly. But I do think sometimes it's okay to like have a drink in the middle of the day and like relieve your stress. I'm all for it as long as you can keep it in check. And
sure.
That's the difference is can you keep it in check or can you not? And I can keep it in check.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking for me is not a problem. I love it. You know, this weekend, even like I didn't want to smoke pot or anything because like I was like, I don't want to do both and I want to drink. And
mm-hmm.
I have never smoked pot. So I knew that it would be like something that I would have to not drink for. And I'm like, drinking for me is fun. I love it.
Right.
But it's not fun for me so much when you do it. It's mm-hmm. more fun when I do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When we do it together and you're on and you're good, mm-hmm. I love it.
Like now?
When we do it together and you're an asshole, I fucking hate it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, like now. Now is great. Yeah.
Great.
But you're pacing yourself.
Cheers.
Cheers, but you're pacing yourself. And that's the difference.
I said I had a revelation. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm pacing myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, did we talk about what we do to relieve stress? Like we said drinking, we said handle stress. No.
Oh, for me?
That's different. Like, not how you handle stress, like what you do to relieve it.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you do?
Well, I don't...
Like, what makes you feel better? Like, what makes you decompress?
Are we still talking about drinking? I was thinking about switching to pot. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all.
I wish I could.
Why can't you?
I've tried it so many times and I don't love it.
So long ago.
I recently had a friend get me one of those oil cartridges. Yeah, so I got the cartridge and I bought a pen and I tried it. Like, is it because I don't have...
Yeah, you probably need... You're not experienced. It's you like, don't know what you're doing.
Like, is it not in my system?
We'll figure it out.
We'll talk
to somebody and figure it out.
Okay.
But people who sell it, we're good. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. No. What I was saying was a friend of mine who uses it, hooked me up with it because...
Everybody uses it.
Everyone. I mean, yeah. But I just felt...
But I almost am like, fine, do that, try it. But like what therapy, like you need therapy.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of guys, for women, we do it and we're like, yeah, we'll do it. I feel like guys are harder to get to do it.
But still talking about like how I relieve stress. Well, first of all, as we spoke many times, Zoloft. Okay. So that's
oh,
that.
Yeah. Zoloft sucks.
But I also think like when I think about things that stress me out, I really, really try to think, okay, what is it about? What's it really about? How can I make it better? What can I do? Like if it's work, what can I do at work to make it better?
You
like,
think about this?
I do. Oh. All the time. And all right, what's the real problem? All right, what can I do to solve that problem? How can I make it better? If I can't, the stress level goes through the roof. And if I can't think of something. So that's, that's kind of been happening. And that's why I've been so stressful.
You mean
lately.
Like money stuff?
Yeah. Like if business isn't there and we can't pay bills and like there's problem, like, whatever. For all the reasons, if you're in retail, like you get it, It just brings you, like you can't fix it. And not being able to fix it stresses you the fuck out. Like I just can't do it.
But I think everybody has stuff in their life they can't fix.
Well,
at a certain point you realize you can't fix a marriage, or you realize you can't fix something that's wrong with your kid, or you realize you can't fix your job, or I think that is something, that's what it all boils down to, is at some point you say, I can't fix this. And that's when you come up with plan B. And what is plan B? And you have to invest yourself in plan B. You have to find some way to have an alternate route. And at a certain point, like that will, I think, alleviate the stress a little bit if you're going, like we're starting this podcast. Mm-hmm. We started this podcast. We don't know if it's going to succeed or not, but at least we're trying. Mm-hmm. And I say to people all the time, the people message me all the time, like, I have this idea, but I can't do it if, I have this job or whatever. And I'm like, look, just do it, And I think that that's the thing about life, is that you have to try for something different before it's too late.
That's great. That's actually a great example, because for me, this is a huge stress reliever.
Yeah, for me too.
I love this.
I couldn't wait to come in. It's been probably like 2 weeks since we did this.
Sorry again.
Listen, that's life. And I think that people need to have their... Listen, I have a friend right now who's going through a lot of shit with her husband. And she's like, I just don't know how to get back on track. And I keep saying to her, and she'll be fine with me saying this, but I keep saying to her, you need to find something for the two of you that is a stress reliever for both of you. And, you know, I think that the key is finding something that you love, and that's automatically going to be a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. Like, for us, like, it's funny because a lot of stuff in my life are both stress relievers and stress causers at the same time. Like, our dogs, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're a huge form of stress for us. You know, they ruin our shit.
They're fucking assholes.
They are assholes. They ruin our shit.
Idiot dogs.
They need to go to the vet. They have crazy vet bills. Billy probably needs surgery on his leg. They're, you know,
barks in your face every 3 seconds. Augie's
run away 16 times, which we'll talk about when we do our rescue episode. All this stuff. But, like, this morning I took them to the beach. And it was pretty desolate, the beach. You know, it was kind of cold out. And I let them off the leash and I watched them run. And I was just in my glory, just like watching them on the beach running. That was like therapy to me. Mm-hmm. And I love them. You know, they snuggle with me at night. And they are, you know, so a lot of times, I think, you know, our kids are a huge source of stress for me.
No.
The hugest source of stress.
The yelling does not give that away.
But at the same time, when I like embrace them or I'm with them or whatever, I'm like, oh my God, you're also like the biggest stress reliever for me. You are the best example of all of that.
Polar opposites.
No, but for real, like you have like in some ways made all my dreams in life come true. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to be a wife. I think that you love me better than anybody could ever love me. You love me despite anything. You know, we talk about my eating and my weight gain and whatever. And like, granted, you also sometimes make me feel not good about myself in a lot of ways, which I think sucks and is stupid. But you also can make me feel like at my best. But I also think that you are the biggest source of my stress.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
So you are both what has like been brought me the greatest joy in life and what has brought me the greatest stress in life.
I can
simultaneously
understand that.
So that's hard, you know, and like you have to decide, does, you know, for us, I think the joy outweighs the frustration. Mm-hmm. But for sure, there are nights when I go to bed and I'm like, what the fuck did I do marrying him? How could I do that? Mm-hmm. How can I stay married to him? And then there are times when I'm like, he's fucking amazing and I love him. So it's hard.
Okay.
And I think that's in life. That's kind of the same thing. Like the stuff that brings you the biggest stress, your house, you know, shit falls apart. You hate it, but it's your home and it, and you feel at home there. And so you love it. Like, it's a dichotomy in so many senses. Like whatever you love is also the biggest source of stress. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a double standard.
Okay.
Yeah. All like right. you love that your parents are here and they're getting older. But at the same time, they're getting older and that's a source of stress. We're getting older. That's a source of stress.
We are getting older.
Yes. But you say to yourself, that's a blessing also because we're here.
But
so
it's
hard.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going. I think we're like,
was that stupid?
Fading out a little bit on that one. That's all right.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's great.
I think it makes so much sense.
I think you did it awesome.
Because I hate you and I love you. No, for fucking real. I fucking hate you and I fucking love you.
What do you, all right, you asked also, what do I think you do, Danielle does, to relieve stress? Number one.
I think we went into this already.
All right. No, well, no, because I said, well, you yell a lot. I mean, your stress relief is fucking
But that doesn't
real.
Relieve me of stress.
All right.
I just
your
do
relief
that stress.
Is, I think, talking to your sister and your best friends. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest stress relief for you because you need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, the women in my life, for sure.
Even if it's not about me, you still can't talk to me about your stress because I can't help you like your sister and your friends can.
Yeah, this is you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I'm like, Jimmy, I'm listening.
No, you're not. No, for sure. The women in my life, you need to have your tribe.
When do you feel the least stressed in life?
I feel the least stressed in life, I think, when you and I are in sync, number one.
I love that.
Yeah, like when you're not in one of your funks and you're not fucking up. Because you fucked up a lot.
We said that so many times.
Okay, but you asked me a question and I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
And when we're in a great place, you know, when we're with people, for me, it's about people. When I'm with people who really know me and love me and accept me for who I am, that's when I'm at my sister, my best friend, who I was just with this weekend. You know, I have a few other best friends who like are huge to me. People who get me and don't need me to apologize for the shit I do. That's for me.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
People who like, just love me for me.
When I see you with your friends or your sister or people that just get you and know you.
Yeah.
You're like flying high.
Yeah.
And I'm
a different
that.
Person. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I'm the same way, I think, for other people. I'm like, listen, for me, hurtful is a much different word than it is for other people. People you throw around hurtful and mad and all that stuff in a very generic way. It takes a lot to hurt me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm more like, you know, just be there for me. Let's have fun. Let's laugh. Let's make the most out of life. So I don't think I expect too much. You know.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. You don't give a shit. You're not even listening.
To what?
Exactly.
No. Okay.
And also us being alone together. That's a big stress reliever for me.
Yeah, I had that too.
Usually. Except for when we're fighting and we go away. If we're already fighting and we go away, we're fucked.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yes.
No, but I have, if we go away and we're together, like, alone and we can just relax and not have to, like, think about, like, I'm always thinking about something that stresses me out. That never, like, doesn't
exist.
Yeah,
I think
exist.
We all are.
But if we're away, like, on vacation, just the two of us or... I that's where I want to be. Like, I just want to be like us just.
Yes, except that sometimes you fuck up so badly that I bring that with me on vacation. And I can't help it.
Okay.
And that's never going to change.
Yes, it will. Yes, it did.
Okay. Wait, so you're 41 and that's going to start now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so those of you out there who are in your 20s and 30s thinking that your husband is going
to
change, Adam says he's going to change now, and I'm going to trust that.
No, I already did.
We went away in July when we just first launched our podcast, and I faked our way through our entire vacation because I hated you so much.
Where was that?
At the Brooklyn One Hotel.
Right.
Yes.
See?
Oh, changing the subject. But yeah, so just, you know, hang in there. It might happen.
It'll happen.
All right, so would you try the following things? Ready?
Yeah.
And I think I wrote these down as things that I think you should try. And I think a lot of guys won't because it's not manly or like, you know,
wait,
whatever.
So stuff that I would try to relieve stress?
To relieve stress and to make yourself like a more balanced human being.
Okay.
Acupuncture.
Sure. I would do it.
But yeah, like people swear by it.
Really?
They love it.
Like, is it for real? Like,
oh, sure.
Okay.
I mean, people love it. I mean, why not try anything?
Yeah,
right?
I would try it.
I would try it too.
Sure. I mean, like, what?
Let's
like,
try it. It'd be fun.
What happens? Like, they stick
so they
needles?
They stick a bunch of needles in, like, your nerve endings and your pressure points and everything.
Okay.
And it supposedly, like, relieves your stress.
All right. Do it. Let's go.
Journaling, like, would you start writing about your feelings?
Do you know that I used to do that?
I did too, and I have the journal about when we met in the other room right there.
Really?
Ian just found it the other day.
I threw mine out.
That says a lot. Why'd you throw it out?
Because I used to crush my Ritalin on the book cover.
All right, so would you do that again? Would you start like writing every day? If we started writing every day together, like sat in bed like a fucking yuppie couple.
No.
Really?
No.
Because, yeah, why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know. Yeah. You just won't do it because you're fucking stubborn and shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's true.
Why are you being so mean to me?
Because that shit drives me crazy, that you won't do it because
you're
annoyed.
All right, fine, I'll do it. All right, I'm in.
Meditation.
Like
a meditation app where you have to sit for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard good things about meditation. I would do it.
Okay.
I would try that.
So where would you try it?
Trans... Transcendental meditation. Yeah, I've heard about that
meditation.
One. Okay. Yeah, I would do it. Sure.
Would you go on like a retreat, like an Oprah-esque retreat where you can go and, you know, try to like find yourself and...
Wait. So, a retreat. I get to go somewhere? Like, where is this?
Let's say it's Montana.
So, I get to go to Montana for how long?
4 nights.
I get to go to Montana for 4 nights.
And you are with like Oprah-type people and you... talk about your feelings and you write about your feelings and you do all kinds of like activities that bring out your inner you and the best life you can live and all that shit.
Do they serve top shelf?
Really? See, this is fucking annoying.
No. Yeah, would I go away for 4 nights to talk about my feelings?
No electronics, nothing. No communication.
Yeah. Done.
So why don't you do it?
How can I go away for 4 nights without anybody and just like without you, without work, without...
Why not?
Really? Like you would say go away for 4 nights.
Are you kidding? In a heartbeat, I would say that.
Really?
Really? If you're going to come back and be like a better person?
Oh, man.
For real? Wait, you used to go to Atlantic City for 2-3 nights by yourself.
Not 3 nights.
Come on.
Well, don't exaggerate it. I mean, it was 1 or 2 nights, not 2 or 3 nights.
I would have let you go for 16 nights if you were going to come back and be a better person. For sure.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay, so look into that for me.
Go for a month. I don't give a shit. I'm fine here.
I'm
going to
miss you for a month.
No, you're not. You'll be just fine.
Not with the Oprah, but...
You'll be fine. Okay.
What else?
Yoga.
Oh, yeah, totally. Done
it. You know, why don't you do more? You like yoga. Why don't you take a yoga class?
I don't want to do classes. I'll do it with a video. Like, I'm happy.
But maybe in a class, you could, like, get some, like, spiritual guidance.
I don't like the pants. You have to wear those in the class.
Oh, my God. Therapy.
Yeah.
Okay, so when do you start that?
Set it up. I'll go.
What the fuck? Why do I have to set it up?
Because you have to take care of me. I'll do it.
Oh my God. Yeah. You have like a big mom complex. No, I have to take care of our 3 kids. I do not need to set up therapy for
you. I'm your 4th kid. You have to take care of me too. No, that's not okay.
Are you for real?
I thought you would like that.
All right, fine. I'll find a therapist.
See? You do enjoy.
Fine.
Yeah.
I will find. For real, you will go.
Not locally? But I will go.
What does that mean, not locally?
I can't go in the area.
Why?
Because I have a business in the area and everybody knows me.
Are you kidding me? It's all about attorney, like client privilege, psychologist.
Client privilege.
No, but like they can't say anything.
Of course not, but I still feel uncomfortable going.
Okay. And weed, obviously. Yeah. You want to try weed.
I do want to try it.
Okay. Would you try a sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah. What is it?
Really?
A sensory deprivation
tank. Yeah, so I have a lot of friends who are doing that now. What is it? So it's also called an isolation tank or a flotation
tank.
Nope,
I heard isolation. No way. That sounds like coffin. Like
it's used for restricted environmental stimulation therapy, otherwise known as REST. It's a dark, soundproof tank that is filled with a foot or less of salt water. These days, finding a sensory deprivation tank is easy, with float centers and spas offering float therapy all over the world. So,
it sounds scary.
There's an increase in population due to the scientific evidence that suggests that time spent floating in a sensory deprivation tank may have some benefits in healthy people, such as muscle relaxation, better sleep, decrease in pain, and decrease stress and anxiety.
So you're in a tank mm-hmm. with water, salt water, I guess?
Yeah, my friend loves it.
But it's dark. You're left alone.
You have all your senses are, yes, there's nothing to hear. There's nothing to see. There's nothing to smell.
So you're left alone with your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. No way.
You enter the tank nude and are cut off from all outside stimulation.
So all you can do is think about.
Including sound, sight, and gravity when the tank's lid or door is closed. As you float weightless in the silence and darkness, your brain is supposed to enter into a deeply relaxed state. Sensory deprivation tank therapy is said to produce several effects of the brain, ranging from hallucinations to enhanced creativity.
You had me in hallucinations. I mean.
Yeah.
But it sounds scary.
People love it.
It sounds so scary.
It does sound scary. But I think it's you being alone with your body and your mind and figuring
out. Yeah, but I don't
want to
be alone with my mind. That's what fucks me up.
I don't want to be alone with your mind either.
Yeah, nobody does.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you go to a monastery in Quebec, Canada? Mm-hmm. The 17th century monastery turned wellness center in Quebec's old walled city once housed 225 nuns. Now people come here to relax, unplug, take yoga and movement classes, and eat wholesome organic meals.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'm in.
The rooms feature original doors and antique furniture from the monastery.
Yes.
Guests can do a self-guided retreat, take a yoga or sleep rejuvenation.
Very good.
Program, or come as pilgrims to request spiritual guidance from the last time nuns, from the last nine nuns in residence.
All right. There you go. I have no idea what you just said. I don't want to be a pilgrim or a nun, but going to some place.
But I feel like we could plan a trip like that, but then I feel like it would be like we'd be bored.
Totally bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would probably benefit us.
Why? For what? To come back to fucking suburbia and like stress out the day we get home?
But to feel like what it feels like with no stress.
Yeah, but I wouldn't come home.
Yes, you would.
No, I would stay.
You miss your kids.
They can come. There's kids in these places.
No.
Your cleavage looks really nice from here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I gained a lot of weight, so I have good cleavage. See, there are benefits to gaining a lot of weight.
All right, everybody. Let's toast to relieve our stress. Let's close this one out. And we talked about a few things that we're going to talk about later on. But for now, thanks for listening. Always check us out on Instagram. Well, check Danielle on Instagram because I'm never there. Go to the website. Become a member. And
don't drink every time Adam says, or you'll die.
Oh, yeah. What about you with...
No, I've been better.
Yeah, you have been better. Uh-huh. No more ums. Except for that one. So, yeah. So go there. Facebook, right?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook is, to me, it's frustrating. But I go on it for anybody who wants to be there. And if you're there, by all means, stay there.
Or go to our forum on our website. We'll get back to you right away. We love talking to you guys in the forum. Email us. We'll talk to you there, too. Rate and review wherever you listen. And thank you so much. We love you guys. Right?
Absolutely. Done.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.